Donkey. The Kenyan government is committed to eradicate illegal slaughtering and smuggling of donkey products out of the country. Nairobi County Commissioner Mr. David Wanyonyi has said, to curb this menace, the government on April 16, this year established a 100 Days Rapid Results Initiative, RRI, to spearhead enforcement of rules and regulations that address concerns over illegal donkey slaughter and trafficking and save the donkey from extinction. The initiative targets 12 counties that have been plagued by the menace, including Turkana, Kajiado, Nairobi, Bomet, Kitui, Machakos, Embu, Narok, Kiambu, Nakuru, Laikipia and Makueni. Speaking in Naivasha on Monday on the sidelines of a multi-agency meeting to review the progress of the RRI and guidelines and rules to tame the menace of donkey slaughter and smuggling, Wanyonyi said Nairobi has been found to be the biggest market for the illegal donkey meat, followed by Nakuru and Kiambu. But it's not all gloom, because during this RRI period, which is midway, we have arrested 15 cases of illegal donkey meat and smashed some syndicates in Nairobi, Wanyonyi said. Wanyonyi, who was representing the Nairobi Regional Commissioner, RC, Mr. KT Mwanza at the event, said they were working closely with other stakeholders in ensuring the menace is completely eradicated in the country in order to save the beast of burden that is relied on by many families. Dr. Alan Azigeli, Wright, in Navy Blue Coat, Deputy Director of Veterinary Services, State Department for Livestock Production, engaging with security administrators in Naivasha on Monday on the sidelines of a multi-agency meeting to review guidelines and rules to address cases of donkey slaughter and trafficking in the affected 12 counties. The high-level multi-agency meeting, spearheaded by Animal Welfare Organization, Brook East Africa and Ministry of Livestock, seeks to address existing gaps that have been used by unscrupulous traders to smuggle donkey meat and donkey skin. Brook East Africa Regional Director Mr. Raphael Kanoti, on his part, called on government to seal all loopholes used to illegally export donkey meat and other products to China, which is the main market for the illegal business. He lauded Emirates and Qatar Airlines, who have announced that they will no longer transport donkey meat in their cargo planes, and urged other airlines to follow suit. But more needs to be done, since the trafficking of these donkey products are also transported on the high seas through the ships, Kanoti revealed, and singled out Kajiado and Turkana counties as the most affected by the illicit trade. The Brook East Africa regional director further revealed that the illegal trade had led to dwindling population of donkeys in the country from 1.8 million in 2009 to 1.1 million in 2019. This is according to a report by the Kenya National Bureau of Statistics, KNBS. Any theft of a donkey leaves families devastated, as this animal is their source of income and support around the home. It should also be noted that these traffickers also export other animal trophies, mostly wildlife and even humans, Kanoti stated. Deputy Director of Veterinary Services, Dr. Alan Azigeli, warned Kenyans against consuming uninspected meat, saying it can be a recipe for outbreak of diseases. He advised Kenyans to always look out for the veterinary officer /S stamp on the meat in order to know if their meat is safe. But we also note that these illegal meats are mostly sold in the low-income informal settlements, and we are trailing our eyes on those areas, Dr. Azigeli said. Dr. Benson Kabore, who is in charge of enforcement at the Kenya Veterinary Board, KVB, said the illegal meats are also slaughtered in most unhygienic conditions, transported, and sold using fake licenses, a matter the government is keen on stamping out. The trade in donkey meat and hide was legalized in Kenya in 2012. Although veterinary experts say donkey meat is safe for human consumption, its consumption is yet to gain ground in Kenya. To meet the demand, 4 export slaughterhouses were licensed and started operating in 2016, which turned out to have been a wrong move. The 4 donkey slaughterhouses were operating in Naivasha, Nakuru County, Magosho in Baringo, Turkana and Machakos, but the government overturned the decision in 2020 following a public outcry over increased theft of donkeys and the threat of extinction of the beast of burden. These abattoirs had the ability to slaughter 1,260 donkeys a day. Donkeys were sourced from donkey keepers, but others were stolen, while some were said to have been smuggled from neighboring countries to meet the demand. A report from Kenya Agricultural and Livestock Research Organization, KALRO, shows that more than 4,000 donkeys were reported stolen over the period between April 2016 to December 2018. The global demand for donkey skins and meat is mostly driven by Chinese markets. In China, donkey meat and skins are used to produce snacks, beauty products, aphrodisiacs, anti-aging products and traditional medicine. Donkey meat and skins are said to contain a substance known as gelatin that is extracted from boiled donkey hides and is believed to strengthen blood and generally boost health and vitality. A jiao has a long tradition in traditional Chinese medicine, but previously only the elite in society could afford it. Over the past 30 years, a bigger section of the Chinese population has been able to afford it, driving up the demand. Local sources in China could not keep up with this demand, so Chinese businesses turned to other sources and Kenya was found to be a good source of donkeys, especially due to the loopholes in legislations geared towards protecting the donkey. There are currently no donkey farms in Kenya that have the capacity to supply the slaughterhouses. Donkeys offer crucial services for families that can't afford motorized transport. They provide transport for farm produce to markets, particularly in remote areas with poor infrastructure. They carry goods, people and fodder for other livestock. On a daily basis, they're used to fetch water and firewood.